Anyways, we're back. I'll, to save us some time, I'll tell you where you're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba, proudly serving you since 1998. And we are happy to do so, and we're hoping and praying to be around for a long time to come. It's been a little sketchy for a while, wondering what was going to happen with our transmitter. Now, we've been working on this old transmitter, the thing that sends out our signal over the air. If you got a radio, you listen to us on the radio. Our transmitter sends that thing to your radio, through some sort of magic. And the thing has been up there for like 18 years now, and it's not supposed to last that long. They're only supposed to last like 12 years or something. So we've been watching this thing, and they've been taping it together and sticking chewing gum in places and holding this thing together for as long as they can. But we're told it's time to figure out what we're going to do. There was actually some talk for a while of not really caring about the transmitter too much, as radio starts to move more towards the internet and digital sources and all that. You know, there was some question, well, do we need a transmitter? And I was like, yeah, we do. And so we want to keep going. And so this year's Pledge-O-Rama, a very special event. Every dollar we raise is going to help us get that transmitter so desperately need. And if we raise enough money, we might even be able to get a shiny big one that makes it even better, makes it easier to get our signal around Winnipeg. And we would love that very much. So coming up, starting on the 14th here, we are going to have our Pledge-O-Rama in 2 weeks from tonight on this very program. I'm trying to get some special guests down here for a fun program. So you should tune in for that coming up in 2 weeks here on this very program. I should also mention, coming up on the 14th, that's kickoff night, there's a fun little party going on at some place downtown. What's it called? It's called Fresh or Frosher. I don't know. I should probably look it up. Where a bunch of UMFM DJs are spinning tunes, and the opening act, and this caught my attention right away, is DJ Penny Lane versus John Anderson, spinning records at this thing. So that's that is worth the admission alone. And what's that? Oh, there is no admission? That's crazy. So you might want to look that up on the old Facebook, or maybe I should, and then I can tell you exactly when and where it is. Hey, remember when I used to just play music and not talk so much? That was good. Here's a new song. I just stumbled on this today. It's from an artist we hear a lot at our house. And rightly so. We'll send this out with thanks and love to the show that follows us, Venus Envy, where I heard this artist for the first time and became quite smitten some years ago. Brand new record, I guess, just came out. I guess it's an EP, only 5 songs. Apparently this song plays in an episode of Orange is the New Black, so it's a big deal. And, we'll play it for you right now. It's brand new. Get your workout clothes from LP. Steel Belted Radio.
We are kneeling at the river's edge and tempting all the steps to follow closer right behind. Is it only when you feel the pot is empty that it's gnawing at the corners of your mind? Ooh, I will ask you for mercy. I will come to you blind. What you'll see is the worst me, not the last of my kind.
Hold me up in the muddy water. is likely why we choose the fire pathway. Where we end is not the way that we had planned. All the spirits gather round like it's our last day. To get across, you know we'll have to raise the sand. Oh, I will ask you for mercy. I will come to you blind. What you'll see is the worst me, not the last of my kind.
She took her lover on a road trip. Turned out to be a bad idea. She lost his eagle feather roach clip. Present from some Santa Maria. Things never made it back to normal. It was wrong, kind of naive. She stopped for gas in Oklahoma. Left him alone on St. John's Eve. There's a pale fire. There's a pale fire. There's a pale fire rising on the plain. Remember when you were a fighter? Remember when I was a queen? Now I'm just another rider. Can't keep up with your machine. And every man I meet is perfect. Any better they'd be wrong. That way it's never really worth it. I could spend my days alone. There's a pale fire. There's a pale fire. There's a pale fire rising in the plain. Perfect. Any better they'd be wrong. That way it's never really worth it. And I could spend my days alone. There's a pale fire. There's a pale fire. There's a pale fire rising on the plain. We'll be right back.
there's a woman that I'd like to get to know living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere.
There's Dar Williams. That's not new, but I thought I'd throw in there. It's new to me. I picked this up in Minneapolis for like $2, and it's pretty swell. It's the album's called My Better Self, and on a bunch of cuts, it features Marshall Crenshaw, including that one right there with a little poppy version of old Uncle Neil's. Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. That's kind of cool, hey? I don't know if Uncle Neil would agree, but I kind of liked it. Before that, a fine suggestion from our old pal Tanya, who said, "Have you heard the new record from Amanda Shires?" And I had to admit that I had not. But I've been reading good things about it, and so I'm glad I got the kick in the butt. The album's called My Piece of Land. We heard a fine track called Pale Fire featuring Mr. Shires himself, Jason Isbell. And, wow, yeah, if that's a sign of what that record is like, I think we're going to like it just fine indeed. Before that, something new from Liz Longley from her new record, Weightless. We heard Swing. I don't know. It kind of makes me swoon, this record. I like it. And something new from LP in there. I thought maybe it was a tribute to McKinley Morganfield, but no, it was just called Muddy Waters. LP has a new EP. LP has an EP. called Death Valley, and that's that track right there. Hey, you know what? I want to play a couple of songs from these guys coming back to town for the first time in a long time, as far as I can tell. I remember seeing these guys at the World Next Door Festival in 1998, and you know, as much as the Interstellar Rodeo is putting together some damn fine lineups in this town, I think we can still agree that the World Next Door Festival was the most amazing lineup ever assembled in Winnipeg, and maybe that's why they went flat broke. But I got to see these guys among so many others, and I loved them. They kind of got that Fabulous Thunderbirds vibe, which I'm fine with. I love the Fabulous Thunderbirds, so you know, no problem there. From Edmonton. Back after a long hiatus and playing The Times Change this Saturday, two shows, early show and a late show, both shows featuring Brent Parkin. Holy cow, if that's your opening act, you better bring your game, and I have it on good authority that they will. Why don't we hear a couple of tracks from the happily returning Rockin' Highliners. Go check them out on Saturday.
Hold back. Spinning since you left me, baby. It's been a year, one day since I died. I'm never feeling mad that you wanted, baby. Looking down the road, darling, it's only east and west that I see. It's a road so long, looking back at you, baby.
Yes, friends, I do not think you would go wrong by checking out the Rockin' Highliners Saturday at the Old Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. They were some fun live, that's for sure. You can check them out. That there was Valentine from their album Chicks, Suits, and Cadillacs. It was a less politically correct time, the 90s. Before that, we heard That's My Life from their album What Were You Thinking? And from the album Oh My, we heard Don't Jump Back, and you can check out those very Rockin' Highliners this weekend at the old High-Low, and I think you should. I think you should. I waited till the end. I know Allie's going to like this one. I'm a little afraid of what other people are going to say, but I loved this band. They were so great, and this is also from the 90s, and they're so great and getting some a little bit of new attention because three of their fabulous records are getting a vinyl re-release in glorious new packaging, and they're pretty swell things. And I ordered them up, and they just came today, and I'm pretty happy about it. And this is the kind of stuff that you hear on Jaded and Elated here Tuesday nights at 10. I know he just did actually a special on these guys recently. So I'll play a couple of tracks, maybe one from each of the three new records that I just got today. Very excited. From their second album, Combinator, produced by Dave Clark of the Rheostatics. You know, that right there. It's pretty special. Oh, this song is so good. I'm just going to play it. These are the Inbreds.
I change completely? I lose my confidence to decide when is the right time to say different in the years gone by. When is the right time to say goodbye?
are the Mighty Inbreds from their last record, Winning Hearts. That's a song called Is It the Right Time? Before that, the classic North Window. Oh, I love that song too. From the album It's Sydney or the Bush, and from Combinator, their big breakthrough record, Any Sense of Time. You can order these from Label Obscura. They're like $20 each, which is totally reasonable. Or you can get all three for $50. And they're all done right. That's good heavy vinyl. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Here, a couple more minutes before Terry comes in with Venus Envy. I know we're a few days late on this one, but well, how could I let it pass anyway? It says, I don't know, what is the date today? I don't know. It's the 6th, right? Well, so we're 3 days late. Here's the 3rd of October.
Bill.
Oh, what a song. What a record. That's Matthew Ryan from his second record, East Autumn Grin, with the song 3rd of October. We'll play it. You know, it's the 6th of October, but hey, why not? We'll play it anyway. And we'll come back next week on the 13th of October, I guess, to play some more music and have some fun. And then a week after that, on the 20th, it's our big Pledgerama show. Please make yourself available for that night. We'll hope that things are going well and, you know, hope that you can throw us a few more bucks at the end of the thing. That'll be fun. I'll send something up to the mailing list this weekend. Tell you about it. Tune in on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for Tell the Band to Go Home. It is Thanksgiving weekend, but heck, I'll be here playing you the music, hanging out, having fun. I'm going to go outside. It is mighty dark outside, so hopefully I'll be okay. But I'll be listening to Terry, Venus Envy's coming up, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film. Good night here on UMFM, and good night to you.